52,000 amazing students,
9,000 dedicated staff,
96 schools and programs,
the largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska,
the Bunnies,
the Bison,
the Vikings,
the Bears,
the Wolverines,
the Huskies,
the Eagles,
OPS proud,
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
Welcome to More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast. I'm Omaha Public Schools Interim Superintendent Matthew Ray. This podcast takes you inside our work as a school district, connecting you with the staff and students who are part of the progress. We're here today to really acknowledge and recognize your work with the speech competition. So can you talk a little bit about that? What category and what you were recognized for?
Well, I'm Salem. My pronouns are they, he. I'm here at Buena Vista. It's my home school. Art is everything I love and enjoy. For the national tournament that I qualified for, it's called NITOC, the National Individual Events Tournament of Champions. How I managed to qualify is throughout the entire season, I competed at different competitions and placed in finals. My event for speech is dramatic interpretation, which is the more serious and difficult topics. My piece is from Hannah Gadsby's Nanette comedy special on Netflix. It's about Hannah growing up in Tasmania, where homosexuality was illegal till 1997. And their journey growing up in this unaccepting and conservative space and learning that they are something they were raised to hate and learning to overcome the internalized homophobia that they had for themselves growing up in that space. I took that 1 hour, 30 minute show and cut it down to 10 minutes in a specific topic from that show that I wanted to express.
My favorite move is a fireman's. It's like you have their arm and then you shoot into their leg and kind of like dump them over. It's a good one. This last weekend at Nationals, I hit that twice and I pinned them in like 28 seconds each. I'm Anne-Marie Myman. I'm a senior at Omaha North, and I'm the 135-pound girls state champ. I'm a three-time state placer, so the first year I started, I got fifth, and then my junior year, I got fourth. I really wanted it this time. I was making sure my mind was right, making sure I was practicing right, making sure I was cutting weight right. You know, when I got there, it was like, this is yours. You have to take it one last time, give it everything you got.
So how do you get into that mindset? I mean, how do you get ready for all that?
I would say my mom's like a big part of that, but also just making sure I'm doing it for myself as well, finding that like you work so hard for this, you can't just stop now.
Right. So talk a little bit about your coaches. How do they fit into this?
You know, they're very supportive. Right before the match, like I was warming up with my coach right before the finals. He was doing everything he knew she was going to do. He was being motivated. We were just talking. I'm a talker before my matches. I just like to talk about anything and everything. And they're always just there talking back to me, saying the most random things, because that's what I do. And just like making sure we're in practice doing things that are beneficial for everybody, pushing us to our limits, things like that.
So you're a senior at North High this year. Why did you pick North High?
It's close to where I live. My stepdad went here. His mom went here. So it's kind of like, you know, an alumni thing. We're like, I really like the engineering program. That's what I'm in. That's what I'm going to major in. So those were kind of like the deciding factors.
We're going to jump to Tyson real quick. Tyson, junior at North High School?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell a little bit about your success.
I'm Tyson Terry. I'm a junior at Omaha North High School. And I just won my third state title at heavyweight in Class A. I ended the year 44-0, so it was a pretty good year, yeah.
And talked a little bit about motivation. What gets you motivated?
I was kind of born into wrestling. I started when I was 4 or 5 years old, watching, you know, friends and family, you know, win state titles. And my overall goal was to be a four-time state champion. You know, when I won my state title, it was probably 6 or 7 rows deep of just, you know, family and friends that I know. And so, you know, that was cool, just having support, you know.
You have one more year left at North High. What's your goals for your senior year?
Senior year, yeah, I win a state title in football as a team. I want to get All-State again for football and then cap off the year with my fourth state title in wrestling. So
it's fantastic. I think you'll do it, too.
Yeah, and that's the plan.
You picked North High for any particular reason? Family, coaches?
Yeah, so I'm actually the fourth generation at North. And so my uncle and my dad were two-timers here. My other uncle, he was a finalist for wrestling. And so Like I said, I was kind of just born into the wrestling, I guess. My aunt, she won a couple track state championships up here, and so it's really, you know, all around the walls when you walk down, I just see different family and stuff like that. So that was really the deciding factor. Well, I've been with my two coaches at North, Coach Carlson. I've always known him throughout middle school, but my two coaches, you know, I've Coach JJ. I work out with him every day in the room. He was a NAI All-American. Coach Ellaby, he was an All-American at UNO back when they had wrestling. And so just to have those two in my corner helping me, they're heavyweights, more bigger guys like me. Just having those two really, and Coach Carlson, you know, just kind of always pushing me, always trying to reach another level, has helped me just in high school and just kind of always progressing to get better.
Hello, my name is Emma Moran. I go to Central. I'm currently a senior, and yeah, I love choir.
Hello, my name's Tara. I'm a junior, and I also go to Central. Central has truly like impacted my life and changed the type of person that I am. Within the art department, there's just such a welcoming community. Prior to like coming to Central, I was like a very quiet kid, but now I feel as if a lot of people can describe me as, you know, outgoing or more outspoken. I can only thank Central for that. Part of being an honor choir is just, it requires a lot of focus. I feel especially in singers, we're able to do that because it's a second choir class. No one takes a second choir class if you're not going to put in the work for it.
Unless you're crazy.
We're able to get a lot done just because everyone is willing to put in the effort because we all enjoy being able to sing in an ensemble and being able to create just beautiful music together.
I mean, the stuff that you get to experience in choir versus like nothing at all, it's completely different. I mean, like with choirs like this, for example, like CHS Singers, you get to tour and like visit other communities and get to see how they feel about music and how like music impacts them. It's just, it's fun.
You performed for the Central Office staff a few months ago and people were crying.
Really?
Yes. Because they were so moved by your performance. Do you get that a lot? Do you see that? Do you see the connection to the audience that often?
Why I like being in choir is because of not only how I can affect others with singing, but also how it makes me feel when performing. It's just like when you're practicing something for like so long and you're finally able to just show it off and like, you know, put it out there and make other people feel as good as you do about a certain thing. It's a whole different rush.
It's really nice being able to give back to the community. I'm sure you guys, well, I know you guys do a lot behind the scenes that maybe we're not always aware of. So being able to go out and just show what you guys are help creating is really nice to do.
It's important that we do that because choir is not just us opening our mouths and belting out, you know, it's meaningful to people and it can be meaningful for others as well.
And that was the goal too, right? For the people that maybe aren't in schools, who don't experience students on a day-to-day basis, to see what great things are happening in the Omaha Public Schools. And you moved people that day, and you grounded people and filled their buckets that day, and centered them back to the work that they're doing and the why. Well, thank you. You are the reason OPS is proud.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. I'm trying to get you to tear up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm a hard cookie to crumble.
More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast, is produced by Omaha Public Radio. Looking for more information on this episode? Visit KIOS.org and search for More Than Hashtags.
OPS Proud.
OPS Proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.